Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the issue gets real.
You get shot during the day?
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job, he can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
Gryffindor. What's up, pizzas? And welcome to another episode of Video Game Bang, the podcast that talks about video games and video game news. We play games. But enough about the podcast, because you're listening to it. We have here he's not a special guest. He's here all the time. He's my co-host, my partner in crime. If we were the Little Rascals, he'd be Spanky, Aaron Carter.
What's up, everybody? Do you know who Spanky is? Which one he is?
Yeah.
I think you'd be Spanky.
Why am I Spanky?
Because he's the leader.
Yeah, of the pack.
Yeah, but...
Way to demote yourself on...
Yeah, Aaron is Spanky.
Wait. You guys think I'm the leader?
I don't know who's
here. You're the host, right? But,
your name comes first.
But have you seen the picture? It is my picture first.
That is true.
Wow, is this what it's come down to?
Yes, yeah, what it's come down to, apparently.
Aaron Carter, say hello.
What's up, everybody?
See, I'm in charge.
Wow.
He'd probably be Buckwheat Steven Gutierrez.
It's because my hair is awesome, that's why.
Probably one of the most favorite characters, though, actually.
Yeah. Looking Buckwheat.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And Darla, Mark Griffin.
Wow.
What's going on, pizzas?
Wow.
I'll take it. I'll take it.
I'll take it.
If Aaron's
then
banking,
clearly
you,
Corey is alpha.
And so that means you're in a relationship with Mark.
Who said I was alpha?
Nobody. First, he never proclaimed
a
character.
I'm Froggy.
First of all, Froggy's like a throwaway character, if anything. I don't even think he was mentioned until the movie, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Exactly.
No, Froggy was in the TV series.
I never watched TV series.
I can't even think of any other character.
It was, really. Exactly, because there was no other characters. Whoopi Goldberg.
So, if you guys haven't caught up already, check out our podcast on nerdreactor.com under the podcast section. We had a really vigorous episode this weekend where we played the Wii U and gave our thoughts and opinions. Before that was the Thanksgiving Spectacular. Special. It's a mix between a special and a spectacular.
The Russian version.
Special and spectacular.
It's spectacular. Check out the old episodes, rate us on iTunes, follow us, subscribe, like, facebook.com/videogamebangbang, Twitter, we're going to be watching it actually during the show, so.
Tumblr now?
We got a Tumblr now, same thing, tumblr.com/videogamebangbang.
Yeah.
But enough about promoting ourselves, let's get on with the show, as they like to say in show business.
I'm not so familiar with the show business yet.
I'm sure somebody in show
business
has
to say that.
Yeah. Let's see. Aaron, lead us in with some news.
Oh, we're going to go right into the news?
I don't know.
Like we've never done this before. This is our first time here.
Mixing it up.
We're sending it over to Aaron with the news.
All righty. The first story we have here. Let's go down one. Microsoft still learning
Chris
how to
Christopherson.
Handle Microsoft still learning how to handle microtransactions on the Xbox One.
So Microsoft is still learning how to use microtransactions on their recently released Xbox One. Let's see. So they were going to do some experimenting with Rise, right?
Yeah, and when I came over here today and you were playing Rise, I was asking you, did you see any type of microtransactions?
Nope.
Yeah, I don't understand. Have any of you guys seen?
Well, actually, you can't. Go ahead, Mark.
I was trying to flip through the store to see if they had even like any arcade stuff, and I couldn't find anything other than full game downloads for the Xbox One on the store right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like other than I guess Loco Cycle, that's the one.
There's a method to my madness when I pick these stories out. Microtransactions usually come with free games. Mm-hmm. You know, you've seen this with Happy Wars. Mm-hmm. You've seen this with
Spartacus.
Yeah, and free games usually mean free games. So, I mean, if Microsoft is moving towards the free game market, I'm 100% behind them.
But I think I do recall microtransactions in this game, actually, because you can spend... there's three ways you can purchase things in-game. You can use Valor Points, which you get for actually doing those executions. And then you could spend gold, which I haven't found any gold yet in the game. And then
that
you
means
can
money.
Yeah, so maybe that's what it is. Because then it says buy. Yeah, you can buy gold to buy things.
What are the denarii used for?
I don't know. Wow. Just a word to me.
Purchase slaves.
Pretty much.
I would pay for some slaves just to dance behind you while you're in combat. Wow. Just right there. Yeah, they're your cheerleaders.
Gross. Wow.
Would you consider Killer Instinct microtransactions?
That's another one.
That is the main one.
Because they showed a couple of games that they're already experimenting with. It's Rise, Son of Rome, Forza 5, Killer Instinct are the first push out that they said. But I haven't seen anything but really Killer Instinct so far.
I saw some in Forza, actually. I started Forza yesterday. So you can buy using these tokens. They give you, 10 or 20 tokens to start off, and you can use the tokens for an EXP boost. So you level up your profile faster.
So that's kind of play to win, though.
And so, not really
To win.
It's not really pay to win. It's pay to level up faster. So you can get get past the minutiae. If you've played Forza, the original Forza, Forza 2, Forza 3, Forza 4, you're on Forza 5, I'm sick of leveling up my profile from 1 to 10 before I can start getting some good stuff.
Why can't we transfer over like FIFA did? FIFA, from FIFA 12 to FIFA 13, if you played FIFA 12 all the way through and you have your profile, everything that you accomplished kind of moves over and you got extra boost in the next one. Why didn't they just do that?
I think they did do that from 3 to 4, but I didn't play 4. Uh-huh. But 5 is new console, so.
I think
Only do I have to buy a game for $60-something, now you want me to dish out more money.
Well, this is experimental. This is all experimental, and why why I think it's kind of important is because they're trying to see if you'll do that, if you'll buy that extra money and stuff like that, so they can give you free stuff, that'll be...
What you playing?
Yeah! Wow.
Right on time. What you playing theme playing? Song brought to you by Kyle McGuire.
He's looking at his phone, and then it goes on.
We're recording a podcast?
That's right. That's right.
Let's see. I've been playing Rise, Son of Rome. You guys came in on me as I was...
Terrible.
It's like you guys caught me in an act of self-pleasure.
Yeah, it's your game. Go ahead.
when I first started playing it, I rated it quite high. But as I've been playing through, and I think I might have even mentioned it too, as I'm going through, you're starting to notice you're fighting the same four uninspired...
Wow. You're going to use uninspired
models
on there.
Yeah. What? I didn't say underinspired.
Oh, okay.
That'll be interesting to see if they're actually listening to the podcast episode. Otherwise, yeah. But, and then finally they started changing it up and they put me in a gladiatorium. So it's okay. I just can't wait to get through it and beat it so I could trade it in at Best Buy for $40 and then get Assassin's Creed.
If you could ever beat the Commodore 64.
Yeah, you ever watched me. The last battle as a guy. Or is he the last? He might be the
last.
No,
you still had another chapel. Chapter.
Chapel.
Yeah.
I had to go to church. And, so we'll see. I'll keep you guys updated. Other than that, I've been playing a lot of 2K14 career mode.
Sports games they get people hooked, I guess.
Yeah, I love Baloncesto. What are you playing, Steven?
I've been playing a lot of the handheld, the Legend of Zelda, the Link Between Worlds.
Wow.
It's good.
Like crack, you said?
That is.
Did you play the Super Nintendo version?
Yes, I love the Super Nintendo version. That's why I bought this one. Mm. And there are some same differences, but story and all that stuff's different. And there's major differences, and then there's a lot of similarities. It's nostalgic and it's different.
Do you turn to the pink bunny?
No, there's no pink bunny when you go to the Dark World for the first time.
That's the last thing I can think I remember because I got stuck as the pink bunny and I quit playing that
game. How many hours have you put into it?
I don't even know, to be honest.
That many?
It's mostly when I'm taking a crap. Be honest.
So a long time.
A long time.
So
lots of craps.
That's gross.
What would you give it as a rating right now?
I would give it a 9. I think from the reason I would give it a 9, for one, nostalgia. It takes me back to when I was a kid playing The Link to the Past.
Mm-hmm.
The game is just good. It keeps you intrigued and playing. And then it's Zelda. So Zelda's always had a winning...
Formula,
yeah. So, it's just gold. It's just gold.
Are you finding it as challenging as I am? I've gotten down to my last heart on most of the bosses. They seem to hit a lot harder in this game than the other Zeldas. I've never died in a single Zelda game. Every profile, zero deaths since original NES.
I've died from the a couple of the like normal just guys.
Yeah, some of the regulars hit really hard. I went up into the mountains. They hit me for like 4 hearts and 1 hit. I was like, okay, I'm running away.
what's kind of weird about this game is like you can get pretty much all the like main like the hook shot and all those like really up right off the bat, like really fast. You just got to buy them because you rent them from some merchant. And then if you die, he comes and collects them, and then you have to pay for them again.
Uh-huh.
But it's interesting, like, once you get all that stuff, it's pretty much all open. Like, you can go to any dungeon, and it's pretty cool, though.
What's your feeling, Mark?
Just finished wrapping up Dead Rising 3. Awesome, killer ending. So finish that if you guys haven't. Moving into Forza 5 now. Not big into the racing games. I'm about 2 races into the career. Liking it so far, just kind of take some tweaking with the settings to find that right feel for a racing game, but good so far.
And you guys are both, so Steven, we're going to get a written review for you from Nerd Reactor, right?
Sure.
And then Mark, write us up one for Dead Rising.
Should have that up finished in a couple days. I got it started.
What you playing, Aaron?
I'm on the free game of the month for Xbox.
Gears
of War, yeah. I actually started playing that on the hardest settings.
That's
right off the
why
jump.
You were playing Gears. I was like, why is Aaron playing Gears of War? Yeah, he's not a Gears guy.
I'm not, but I never beat part one. So I was like, let me go ahead and throw this on the hardest level that I could because I couldn't have the like max insanity thing one.
Is there online co-op on that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Online co-op.
Are you playing with anybody?
Right now, I'm rolling solo.
You're really playing solo. Yeah. Aaron playing a solo game.
Yeah. It feels like it needs to be a co-op game, though. Like, yeah. I'm going through and I'm shooting stuff and... I don't know. My cursor doesn't seem like I'm getting too many headshots because it's like I'm trying, but
it is. Gears of War is usually pretty hard when you put it on the hardest difficulty. Like, but they mean it. Like on Rise, I'm playing on the hardest difficulty available to me, and it's really easy.
Kind of just cheesing your way through it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this one, I'm gonna have to say, due to time, it's an ugly game. That's just because it's an old looking game. And I know they've actually made that series a lot better looking with like the third iteration, which I have played and beat all the way through. So I see the best of it. And now I'm going back and seeing kind of where it all started. But we'll see how I like it when I get deeper into the game.
Now, before Kyle ruined our groove with his theme song, we were talking about microtransactions. I wanted to break through and let you guys know. Did you hear about Gran Turismo 6's microtransactions?
Mm-mm.
No, what are they doing?
They're going to have an add-on car, like some fast Jaguar car. It's going to be $140.
Like in real-life money?
Real-life money.
That's stupid.
So like you can buy a Mini Cooper for $5 or something like that, and then you could pay $140. And this is for the PS3.
For the PS, wow,
yeah.
See.
Yeah, they're not even coming out
that's
with the PS4.
That's Sony experimenting with microtransaction in the wrong way.
Is Gran Turismo a Sony game?
Yeah. Sony owned.
Yeah.
I don't see a microtransaction should not. I don't like for something so small in one item. I don't think it should go over $5. And even that's kind of like
$140 for a digital car.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, it's like it's like Candy Crush. You know, you play Candy Crush on the phone. You know, you buy that paintbrush, $40. The paintbrush clears the board like one time.
Is that $40?
It's $40 for the paintbrush. Yeah.
That's retarded.
Lord. Yeah.
Screw
yeah.
that.
I haven't spent a dime on that game.
Somebody
and I
has,
won't.
Though.
But no, yeah, there's people people who spend $100 on the Candy Crush a month. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, my sister plays Candy Crush like crazy. And she keeps, I'm going to send you invites on Facebook. So I'm like, nah, don't.
I hate that crap.
Yeah.
I don't reply to anybody.
That's terrible.
Still get offers every week.
Microtransactions, good for the gaming industry or bad? Aaron?
Good.
Good.
Yeah, it depends on how you do it. Because if you're charging $150 for one thing, stupid. But if you charge like $1 for like some type of upgrade gear or something for Rise, that's all right. That's decent. Okay, I can understand it. Whatever.
It's to me the ultimate. What I always be saying: vote with your money.
I don't like the pay to win aspect. That's available. If that's not involved, I'm down with it. Because that's what I think ruined Happy Wars. Seemed like for me, Happy Wars people had all sorts of stuff that they paid for.
And they tried to balance it out too. Like when me and Jerry went back on and played a while back, it kind of was balanced out whenever you got the challenges and you got to get free Happy Stars, which are Happy Tickets, which you previously had to pay for. I got like 30 in one sitting just from doing challenges. And then I was able to get all the good gear and stuff like that. So
Next on the docket? All Aaron right. Carter.
Interesting one. We have a job listing point to open world next gen Star Wars game coming from EA Canada. So we haven't had a Star Wars game in quite some time, right?
It's been a minute.
Open world.
Open world. I don't think we've ever had an open world Star Wars game.
KOTOR is the closest, closest thing.
Yeah.
That was an open-ish.
Yeah. That was, yeah. When I see this, I'm thinking Fallout.
Yeah.
That would be
that's
sweet.
What I'm thinking, too.
I mean, Fallout-esque type of open world.
Star Wars? Let me travel the galaxy,
travel
go
to
different
planets. Yeah, different
planets. Can I be a bounty hunter and shoot some things?
Exactly.
And collect
you'd rather have a first person?
Oh, no. I mean, you can make it third person. You can switch it up a little.
If Fallout
can
do both.
Just do both.
Yeah, Fallout did both. Why did you not play Fallout?
I played Fallout, but I never went to third person.
Every time I walked anywhere.
Yeah,
I
traveled, because I used to like see myself in the duster, like walking the light to the next dungeon.
I was always just so focused on tapping that trigger.
Just a VAT system somebody?
Just in case something VATted, because I was terrified in that game. I played that whole game so scared.
What's interesting about this story is it's EA Canada, and they're only really known for doing sports games, the hockey and FIFA.
And I think they're doing the UFC game, too.
So what are they going to really bring to the table for an open-world Star Wars game?
Star Wars fighting game.
No,
there we go.
I don't want that.
Pod Racer.
Don't want an open world fighting game.
That would just, you go to Tatooine and they're just thrown in the middle of a soccer game.
Pretty much, yeah. Star Wars soccer. And I don't like when other developers kind of take over things that they're not really used to.
Do you think it could be a Knights of the Old Republic?
Because
that would be, you know, that's an RPG.
Yeah, but they've kind of been there with the MMO.
Yeah.
I don't know. The MMO is quite different. That's like playing WoW.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot.
But I'm saying right?
Yeah. They are in the
time
Old
period.
Republic.
Yeah, so I mean, if they've done three already, Knights Old Republic 1, KOTOR 2, and then just the MMO.
There's so much time to play with in the...
Just do the bounty hunter thing. Yep. Go to different planets, give you different options to explore different worlds.
And it's like there's not that much info yet. I mean, it's just a job opening. They're looking for, you know, an artist or animation director. And they mentioned they want them to help define and deliver on the vision of a major new next-gen open-world game. So it's very vague.
Yeah.
Do you think they could be alluding to the next Star Wars movies, maybe? Maybe doing something with that?
What is it, episode 7 through... Seven, eight, nine, yeah.
You think, I mean, that's kind of where my mind's kind of going, if they're going to do something like that.
I hope it's not tied to the movies.
Yeah, I don't think anything needs to be tied to the movies.
I hope so too, but I'm saying...
Not even Harrison Ford.
So what else we got?
All right, going down the list. PlayStation Network live item feature enabled on PlayStation 4. They just did like an update over in Europe to enable some new feature on PlayStation 4. That is forced to disable at launch to ensure a smooth experience for users. I have no idea. When I read this, I was like, what is this new live item option?
I think the live item is that thing I was talking about where
what
when you go to that
mean?
Game and it has those three options right there. I think that's the live item.
Oh, to go right back to where you were
at? I think so. Yeah, I think it's some of that. I think it shows some of the stuff what you're doing and then what your friend's activity as well.
Well, it's showing that PlayStation 4 is evolving, sort of like how the Xbox 360, you know, did over the course of its life.
Which
I
is
mean,
good.
Still alive, but, you know, trying to act like
it's
dead.
It's dead.
So did they ever sort out that Playroom stuff that was going on? I heard, I've been reading reports on Forbes all over the place that this, it's causing a lot of controversy.
The Playroom, what was that?
Yeah, it's that thing like where that one dude got his wife naked.
The
and
camera.
Then,
oh, no, yeah, I haven't seen anything.
Apparently, it's just a disaster because even like people who are trying to play it respectfully, you can't play without someone idiot jumping in and typing comments and like of disgusting stuff. It's
are you really trying to censor the internet?
Well, is Playroom only online?
What other medium would it go?
Well, because it's not. It help me. Do you know what it really is?
I mean, from just the videos and stuff I've seen, I've been trying to get a camera. Can't find a fucking camera anywhere.
Is this like a Twitch?
It's kind of like
like Twitch. I don't know if it If you're listening to this, tweet us after the show.
Wow.
Let us know what this thing is.
The developers of Playroom. It's actually a very sophisticated... like, yeah, we have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, but apparently even if you're trying to be legitimate, you just got people, a-holes, messing with you, and I don't know. It seemed like a good idea. I think it's what they did on that Jimmy Fallon thing where there's like a bunch of robots, like stuff. It's like augmented reality kind of.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. Just, I didn't even realize there was like really an online component with other people. I thought it was just.
You didn't think it was.
I think you're late with the Star Wars.
Sorry, guys. I got a little tired there.
Wow.
I hit that button like eight
minutes
ago.
Well, the PlayStation 4 has already sold 2.1 million units worldwide. So that's a lot of people looking at naked girls on there.
Isn't that on top of their 1 million that we talked about last week?
Well, yeah, now that it's international, it's sold too. But apparently Xbox, Microsoft cleaned up during Black Friday.
Yeah, I think it was the price. That had a lot to do with it.
Well, even the Xbox One, like the consoles sold during Black Friday was like Xbox One, 360, PS3, PS4, and then Wii.
It was the supply. Because you got to look at it, Sony was prepping their launch for Europe, so they didn't send as many PS4s stateside because they were sending them for Europe. Makes sense. Be my guess.
That's true.
So whereas Xbox, you know, launched globally, so they're sending their supply everywhere at once now.
And the current gen went dirt cheap during Black Friday. If you guys were catching those deals,
like, yeah, they did go pretty cheap,
$150.
I was very tempted to get a PS3. When I saw some of the bundles that were coming out, and I was like, oh, man.
That,
like,
Last of Us and, what was it, Last of Us
Batman.
And Batman?
Mm-hmm.
That would have been worth it right there.
Mm-hmm. I can't bring myself to buy that just yet, though.
Like, console war still raging. But, you know, I think we got to end the console war. We got to just keep pushing to end the console war. People are going to get what they're going to get. I think we need to bring the war back on PC gaming.
What do you mean back on PC gaming?
Because before, it was always consoles versus PC. You know, the PC elitist.
It still kind of is.
No, it's taken a back seat, definitely. The master race is still out there, like, and they throw in their jabs every once in a while. But since it's been the console war, you know, it's like a civil war. We need to band back together.
That's because, let's face it, nobody that is like, there's like 20 guys in the whole world that are just like exclusively PC gamers. And they all work at Dell. All of them work at Dell.
That's Intel.
Or wherever it is.
If you're a PC gamer, well, no, you're running Dell.
I'm right, then. They all work at Dell. They don't even work at Intel. They just work at Dell. Because it's like that nobody pays attention to the PC games anymore. They're all Dota and League of Legends.
I
want to
get
stuff.
A guy on the show. We need to like annihilate PC gamers. Like, we're pretty much the console gaming show. Because that's what we do. But
every PC game that I've seen is always like RTS.
Yeah.
Some random,
like I said, Dota and
game,
and League of Legends and StarCraft 2.
Well, you know, I'll play the opposite side.
The devil's advocate.
There we go. That's the words I was looking for.
He's going to be spamming that Intel, isn't he?
I mean, the big thing with the PC gamers is everything, just about everything comes to consoles, minus exclusive, goes to PC, and it looks better on PC.
True.
You know, that's the big thing.
Marginally.
After you've dumped like $800 in your PC.
Well, the thing is, but you dump $800
on one graphics card.
Yeah, okay, you do that, but then you pick it up on Steam, you get Devil May Cry for $5. You get, you know, Call of Duty Ghosts for $10.
And then 6 months later, you have to buy another graphics card because there's a new one out.
I put about a G into my PC about 3 years ago. Haven't spent another dime into it. Plays everything, highest graphics all the way up to date.
As opposed to putting $500 into your system and still the same thing.
And getting 10 years out of it. There's no way you may get 5 years. May get 5 years out of the graphics.
I'll probably get
card
5 years out of the
before
graphics
you
card
look at porn and get a virus. You know, and then
the first time, right?
But you get a console. The Xbox lasted 8 years. This one they're saying gonna last even more. The
and
PlayStation's
then, you know,
last
after
more
the 8 years you look at porn and you get a virus on that. And now you gotta go back to exactly. The sad music.
The other big thing of PC is the mods. You know, the community and mods, I mean, playing Skyrim on PC versus Xbox PC every day.
But
of the week.
You almost have to be a computer engineer nowadays to get those to put those mods on.
Not
there
at all. Not at all. You in Steam, they made it super easy. You go to the Steam Workshop, it has a list of everything you can sort by what type of stuff you want to find. You click subscribe to it. Subscribes to it. Next time you load the game, downloads the patch and installs it. And then every time you start up, you just click which ones you want to use, which mods you want to use.
Even that was too many steps.
I was going to say convenience is one big thing which kept a lot of people from going back to PC. When Nintendo regular, you know, Mario came out, it was like, oh, all I got to do is plug in this cartridge and then play. I don't have to set up any menus, install or anything like that, or take out my floppy disk number 3 and then install it.
Yeah.
Then convenience is a big thing.
It's super convenient. Once you use it for, I mean, it took me about probably about 10 minutes to
but
figure out.
Can your average Wii player do that?
No.
Hey, Mark, can you say PC on?
Yes, I can.
Does it turn on?
No, but I can still say the words.
Yeah, I think we need to focus this war back on the master race and really
it's
start.
It's too one side. It's like a giant beating up on a little person.
You think so?
Yeah.
PC gamers are just dicks.
Yeah.
Let's just get that out in the
That's open. A Rottweiler versus yeah, a just Chihuahua. Dicks.
So it's
a very scrappy Chihuahua, though.
Yeah, well, all Chihuahuas are. They bark loud, but their bite isn't vicious.
It's some really high class, like, got some money to burn people.
It's
come
it's
at like, us, bros.
You know what, though? Like, if somebody broke into their house, stole their computer, they'd probably commit suicide. That's how PC gamers are.
If a PC gamer can convince me that it's superior or and convenient more than a console would ever be, then I would like to see that argument.
It's never right out of the box going to be more convenient with
PC.
Well,
then they're done.
It's never going to be more convenient right out of the box. You have to
hit
put
the button.
I'm not the most PC savvy person, but from my experience, it's never going to be like that. Even, you know, Borderlands 2. Put Borderlands 2 on. Uh-huh. We've put exponential amount of hours into Borderlands 2. Mm-hmm. Me, you, Steven, Corey, everybody here. Playing that on PC, it took me, you know, it was partly on my PC settings and stuff. I had to mess around with the settings for, you know, 20, 30
minutes.
There
it is right there.
But once I got the settings, that game has never looked as gorgeous as I have it running on my PC now as I did on. And now, after that first 20, 30 minutes of setup, I don't have to touch it anymore. So it's there afterwards.
We're getting close, too, with consoles getting closer to PCs and stuff like that. With this generation proving it alone with installing all your games onto your hard drive.
Still hate that.
Yeah, that's definitely terrible.
And the licenses.
And the licenses.
You can't trade in your games.
So we'll see. We'll see where the consoles.
I'm going to lay down the gauntlet. I'm going to throw them out there. If you're listening to this and you are a hardcore PC gamer, come at us, bro. Come at us.
Give me some support here. I can't be the only devil's advocate.
Yeah, you're going to need some big support. You're going to need some huge support.
Last couple minutes, Aaron. Pick your favorite story.
Pick your favorite story. Let's see. You know, let's talk about the VGX, which used to be the VGA, showing a new look on an upcoming Wii U game, plus several other titles. So the VGA is coming up, or VGX, whatever you want to call it. Video
it's
Game
VGAs.
Awards. Yeah,
what is it? Video Game Exords?
I don't know.
Extreme?
Extreme!
The whole article didn't even tell me when I was reading the whole thing.
It didn't say what the X stands
no,
for.
No, it just kept calling it the VGX.
We need to launch an investigation.
Okay, but it's the Spike's Video Game Awards. Okay. You know? Well, Reggie Fils-Aimé, Nintendo America's president, is going to come out and show some new title for the Wii U. You know, of course, something that's going to be exclusive. You know, you're not going to get anything else. But they're going to have a plethora of other games. Is it still even relevant, though, the VGAs?
I don't watch them.
I think it's lost a lot of its buzz. Mm. But I think I think it's actually probably maybe more perfect for Nintendo's audience. They're the couch-watching TV, you know, more family-oriented. I think it's probably more aimed at them, so I think it's a good spot for Nintendo.
I don't remember the VGAs being family-oriented, though.
Who watches it in here? Who watches it?
I don't.
Spike TV.
I haven't watched it
Spike
in years.
Spike TV isn't very family-oriented, and they have Sam Jackson host it.
That's true.
And he's probably going to host this one, too, actually.
But, I just mean, like, that more casual. Because I think anybody who watches those VGAs and takes them seriously is more of a casual.
Yeah.
What do you watch more? Or what would you more excited to watch, E3 or the VGA?
E3 every time. E3 is always the big, you know.
Well, this one will be on Saturday, December 7th. Comes on at 6 p.m. Eastern for you people in New York. 3 p.m. Western or Pacific Standard Time for you people in California. And actually, they're going to be doing a pretty cool thing. It's going to be streamed on either Xbox, PS3, Twitch, Hulu, and on the website vgxlive.com.
They're just saying, please watch us.
That,
we don't care how.
Sounds like, yes, watch us any way you can.
Because that Spike TV contract is ending, that's why.
Yeah, we need the views.
And you know what that sound means? It means we are at the half hour mark. We are going to take a quick little break, come back with the big trivia game extravaganza. What else are we going to do? We're going to just share a couple more stories and just have a good time, everybody. So check and listen to the.
You are really just dragging to the end. Yeah.
Usually, let's
go to break. Go to break.
Video Game Bang.
Do you like Social Network? Because we do. We have a Twitter page now, everybody. Well, we've had one for quite some time. It's at Video Game Bang. So go ahead and head over there. Give us a follow. Shout us out. Let us know some comments, questions, concerns about the show. Tell us if you like it. Tell your friends about us. We're also on nerdreactor.com under the podcast tab. Also head over to Facebook and give us a like over there at Video Game Bang Bang. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Video Game Bang. This is going to be a barn burner. If you listened last week, it went into overtime in our trivia challenge extravaganza when Aaron and Steven tied, went to a tiebreaker, and Aaron, with the skin of his teeth, snatched victory.
I wouldn't say skin of my teeth, because that final question was all me.
Well, it went to a final
question. It was
a
stupid freaking question, that's why.
Yams almost pulled it off. But we have a new challenger approaching. He is a friend of the show, and he lives about a stone's throw away, live via Skype. His name is David Ng.
Hello, everybody.
Woo!
There's no, hey. It's kind of awkward.
I thought you were going to say live via satellite. Because that's what's because he did kind of answer like that. Live via satellite, David Ng. Hey, everybody.
Can you hear me? Am I coming in clear?
They always have to wait a second to hear.
You mean that delay is not going to help me in a trivia game?
Not at all. He's going to ask the questions. It's going to be 5 minutes later. David. Spider-Man. That was 3 questions ago, David.
David is a very he's a very important member of our group. He has written some video game reviews for Nerd Reactor and for our personal blog. What else has David done? Oh, he's in charge of our Tumblr page. So we have a Tumblr now, tumblr.com/videogamebangbang.
Actually, they put the thing first, and then it's .tumblr.com. Oh.
Well, then why don't you tell them, David?
It's videogamebangbang.tumblr.com.
Okay.
He said, actually, if you want to be technical about it,
let's send people to the right Tumblr.
Oh, my gosh.
So here we go, everybody. Question number one of our...
Timeout. Are we doing round robin, or what are we... What's
what
the
are you talking
here?
About, round robin?
You know, like, go all over the place with nerd questions, or are we doing just video game focus?
Be
or?
Ready for anything, sir.
Okay, all right. All right.
Yeah. Now, for those of you who are just listening for the first time in the trivia game, here are the rules. I will begin reading a question or describing a game, movie, or book, or whatever have you in
wow,
nerd
if you go,
world.
If you go game, I don't know, movie or books describing, that's really going to test some
I'll probably win.
Mental.
This lovely panel here will buzz in at any point when I'm reading the question by saying their name. The question will pause. We will ask them for an answer. If they only one correct answer per round. So if Mark guesses wrong, he has to wait till everybody else goes before he gets another shot. The point of the game is to sack up, as we like to call it, and you got to buzz in early. Try and see where the question's going. It's fun for you to play at home. And if you think you can call in and beat us, we... What, Steven?
You said call in?
Yeah, call in through Skype.
Skype.
Oh,
you still call.
I was thinking like live phone.
What are we in the 80s or something?
Yeah, call in and we'll answer.
The 1-800 number. 1-800 video game
bang. You know what? I was envisioning the dial phone.
That's terrible.
Like in the corner, the red dial phone.
Wow.
We give away prizes. So far, Aaron is undefeated. Let's see if he can keep the streak alive. David is hungry for a win, I think. Let's see how this goes.
So for the sake of the game... I'm going with a new nickname.
Oh, Steven goes with new nicknames every time. We're so the first time he's Captain Awesome.
Captain Awesome was the best
Yams
one.
Yams almost got him the victory. What are you going with now?
We're
going
to go with Buckwheat.
We're
going to go with Buckwheat.
All right. Buckwheat it is. So question number one. In 2007, this third-person shooter video game developed by IO Interactive and published by Eidos Interactive. The game opens with a voiceover from Adam Kane Marcus. Reading a letter addressed to his daughter, Jenny. Kane is traveling to death row after being convicted of manslaughter.
Mark.
You Mark.
Son of a... Go ahead.
Is it Kane and Lynch?
I'm going to need a little more.
Kane and Lynch, dead man.
Yes, Mark jumps out to an early lead with one. That's how the game is played, people.
I heard Kane, and I was like, it's got to be Kane and Lynch.
Well, yeah.
I was pretty sure.
But if he had said, like, something else more.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry, I wouldn't even hold up on the mic. Yeah, I had that one, but go ahead.
Number two. This game is distinguished by its sense of style and crass humor, rewarding players with points for performing.
Buckwheat. Is it Bulletstorm?
Bulletstorm!
Nice.
Very nice.
Mark
nice.
One.
I didn't
Steven
even know that
one.
I was like
El Shaddai at first. It's like unique style.
I was thinking, what's the freaking Bounty Hunter game with the Wii that was good? No More Heroes.
Mm.
That's what I'm not going to lie. I kind of took a gamble because I didn't hear the whole thing.
You got to use them balls. Okay.
That's terrible.
Question number three. Ja'on Ja'ons is a fictional character, a superhero.
Aaron. David. Oh, you son of a mother, David.
And he's Manhunter.
Yes. Wow. This
it's like spread out everybody. Yeah.
One for Mark. One for, what's he going by? Buckwheat.
Buckwheat.
One for our challenger, David, and Aaron freaking, with a goose egg.
As soon as he said John's, I was like, I know that. What is that? And then
I even pronounced it correctly. Ja'on, Ja'on.
I thought it was just John Jones.
I don't know. It's got an apostrophe.
It's Martian.
It's John Jones.
John right. Jones.
Go.
Where's Genevieve when you need her?
All right, let's go. I got to get something in here.
Question number four. This Marvel character.
Oh, my God.
No superhuman powers. But he is skilled in the martial arts.
Buckwheat. Moon Knight.
This Marvel character has no superhuman powers, but is skilled in the martial art known as...
Iron Fist?
Oh, no. So it's down between Mark and David.
Oh, well, then David's got this one.
Oh, thanks.
This Marvel character has no superpowers, but he is skilled in the martial art known as Quack Fu.
Oh, my God.
Enough to beat David.
Harold the Duck.
What was it?
Harold the Duck. Is that his name?
Mark, you're still in this. Mark is still in this. The martial art known as Quack Fu, enough to beat or hold his own against larger opponents. He has shown some degree of mystic talent in the past to the point where Stephen Strange taught him some spells and even offered to train him. But this ill-tempered, anthropomorphic,
first of all,
funny animal declined.
You might as well stop. Mark does not know who this is, but Mark, I do.
Doctor Strange.
No.
Buckwheat. Howard the Duck.
Son of a bastard!
Steel.
He got it.
It's Howard the Duck, right?
It's yes. Howard the Duck. Yes.
You know why? Because I watched the movie and it's awesome.
The movie is terrible, sir.
The movie is awesome.
Terrible.
Yeah. Whatever you threw at me hurt.
Never seen the movie.
Howard the Duck's on Netflix.
Howard the
Go
Duck.
Watch it.
Wow, so Aaron, you're going to have to go on a streak here.
Yeah, I'd have to do something big now.
Action-adventure game where the player controls a character named Nathan Spencer.
Hey.
Mark.
Bionic Commando,
Mark.
That's five, right?
His name was Nathan Rad. Okay. Rad.
His name was Nathan Rad Spencer. Yeah.
I'm so excited. All right.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Nathan, I was like, is it Uncharted or Bionic?
Four,
two,
five.
Two, two,
so
five, one
You
for
better
David.
Get something.
No. All right. Yeah, no. He's sweating, folks. This 1994 2D fighting game, the title character stumbles into another dimension where he must rescue...
Shaq Fu?
Yes! Whoa, he's on the board!
As soon as you said stumbles into another dimension, I was like, Shaq's the only person that can stumble into another... Sorry, I stumbled into another dimension. I got to fight all these people now.
Pastor Kobe.
I don't know.
Pastor Bob Kobe.
What are you doing, Kobe?
Oh, gosh. There's people I got to fight around here.
Oh, man.
Can you dig it?
Terrible. Grant you a wish.
She was like, terrible. All right, let's go. Next one.
The game takes place in a post-apocalyptic version of Earth called Earth. Players control one of seven large beasts that battle each other to determine the fate of the planet. Characters include Blizzard, Talon, Chaos, and
Aaron.
Sauron.
Primal Rampage? Oh, shoot, that's wrong.
Mark. Primal Fury.
No!
Damn it.
Steven, got a guess.
I'm waiting for the rest of the question.
Okay, characters...
I'm no fool.
Characters include Blizzard, Talon, Chaos, and Sauron.
You say Sauron?
Yes.
Yes. The eyeball? David, do you have a guess?
I do not.
Steven?
I'm going to go with Bloody Roar.
Aaron.
Wrong. Aaron.
Primal Rage?
Primal Rage. Aaron is tied. Man.
I said Rampage the first time. I was like, no,
Rampage!
That's...
Rampage!
That's not it. It's not Primal Rampage.
Okay. This is really getting good. I got to hide this boner.
That's gross.
That's terrible.
How about a nice greasy pork sandwich served in a dirty ashtray? Was a line from this 1985 comedy.
Is this a movie or a game?
It's a movie.
It's a movie. It's a comedy.
Say it one more time.
Yeah, please say it one more time.
How it's about terrible. A nice greasy pork sandwich served in a dirty ashtray? Was a line from this 1985 comedy.
This better have something to do with nerd.
Mark.
Mark.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Wrong.
1980s comedy.
I have no idea.
I'll give you another line from the movie.
After we all guess.
Yeah, it might be something that
you
give away.
You forgot to hook up the doll.
Aaron?
Aaron.
Weird Science?
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. That was out of nowhere.
You guys, who've seen that movie?
I remember.
I've seen it a long time ago.
Because the rocket. That's what happens. When they forgot to hook up the doll, the rocket comes through the freaking bottom of the floor.
Do you remember the first line, though?
No, I don't.
That's what his brother says to make him throw up.
No, I don't remember.
I think I remember it now.
I actually saw that question on Jeopardy. So that's why I decided to throw it in this one. It was that line. It was said, a greasy pork sandwich served in a dirty ashtray was a part of this movie.
That bastard Trebek.
Trebek. So what's the standing right now? Are you tied?
He's got three.
I have three.
Aaron's in the lead?
Yeah.
No.
Two,
come on, guys.
And David's
got
one.
This is going so good.
So we're at what? Question nine?
Question number nine. Fantasy-themed hack and slash 1985 arcade classic by Atari. It is noted as being one of the first multiplayer dungeon crawl.
Go next.
Wrong.
Not Atari.
David.
Gauntlet. David is back in this with two.
That's what I was right at.
The best you guys can do is tie Aaron and then go to a tiebreaker, which I have.
Woo!
Wow. That's good that you're prepared.
We got ahead this week.
Yeah. This game. Okay. I want to get this one right because there's a lot of line here. This game's legendary soundtrack.
Aaron. Final Fantasy?
Wrong.
Damn it.
Ooh, that was big. So automatically, you guys could steal this one.
Yeah.
It includes songs from the band Incubus. And track listings include Ghosts of Reach, Heretic Hero.
Mark. Guitar Hero 3?
No. Wrong. Mark is out of the running.
We got the other two left.
I'm going to go ahead and go David, Halo 2.
David!
You got Halo 2?
David, yes, Halo 2.
I had a feeling. I should have known it was Halo with Corey's background.
Yeah, wait. What were the titles, though, again?
Heretic Hero.
So, Ghosts of Reach.
That was the first one that I thought you guys were just going to jump on. I would have said Halo Reach.
Heretic Hero and the title's theme song, Mjolnir's Mix.
Oh, see, I would have known that right off the bat.
So, me versus...
Just right off the bat, Halo's terrible, so I don't care.
So this is down between... Okay, so we're going to eliminate the other two players since they're useless.
Darla
right
out.
Darla and Buckwheat are gone.
Buckwheat.
This game's cast of voice actors included pro wrestlers Rob Van Dam and Hulk Hogan. It also included porn star Sasha Grey.
Aaron. Saints Row? Oh, the third?
Yes!
Is that what you were waiting on?
Yeah.
Saints Row the third. Yeah, Sasha Grey was the DLC. Boom, people!
Should have taken it away from him.
You did great, sir.
You did very well.
I knew it. I knew that one.
Yeah, I did too.
Very
well.
The
last part was Burt Reynolds playing himself.
I didn't know that.
You didn't? I wouldn't have known that.
I would have.
Wow. Damn it! He
that
stays
was the
undefeated,
most,
people.
You know what? That was I was very worried on that one because...
It's five down.
Because I was five down and they were all spread out. And I was like, crap, any one of these guys could just take the lead.
This
and just
is
be
so
over.
Stupid. Why can't...
Fucking Gauntlet. God damn it.
Oh my God.
David, you did great, sir. You've done better than most mere mortals do on the show. Anything else you want to promote?
No, just the Tumblr page for our video game bangbang.tumblr.com.
Such a great sport. David, we will catch up with you after the show. I really thought that was my big gun.
That was, what, that question?
David was my big gun.
That was good, though.
He came out swinging.
That was the most heated trivia game we've had. That was a very good job on the questions, Corey. That was the best round of questions you've done.
You know why? That was really good. Yeah, because it 2-2, 3-3 to end off on the tiebreaker one. Yeah. And that could have went
anyway,
yeah.
Oh, so what do we got left for news stories, Aaron?
Last one is, I don't even have to read this one with your paper spread all around the floor. The Flash is being introduced into Arrow.
Woo!
Really?
Yeah.
I heard that they were going to add Flash into the Superman versus Batman one, too.
I've never heard anything. I've only heard Wonder Woman.
Yeah, I heard today they were saying Wonder Woman, and they have a person cast it. There are rumors that there was going to be a Flash as well.
I think that's a little too soon. Because, see, look, the Arrow has been known for one season, I think, one and a half seasons so far, no super powers. And the Flash that's going to be introducing this one, he doesn't have superpowers right off the jump. And if we know our DC history, he gets his powers from a freak accident, lightning and chemicals and all that type of stuff.
Radioactive lightning bolt.
Radioactive.
So I think this is their way of easing in really slow superpowers into
just
this.
Just the tip.
into this universe. Because it's kind of difficult to have a normal person and superpowers and still make that normal person relevant. I'm talking right now Batman and, you know, Superman. Now we have Arrow and Flash. And it's a smart move. But all this, to me, is just precursor to a Justice League movie, if they can even do one. And that's going to be difficult.
How much of a treat would it be if we got, like, they took the characters from the actual TV show and cast them into the movie? You know what I mean? Like, use that as the cast?
I'd be okay with
Green
So
you take
Arrow.
The actor for Green Arrow.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know?
Green Arrow, yeah.
You know, you take, you know, whatever
actor. But this guy that's playing Barry Allen, they're doing a younger one.
That is true.
And that's because, like, the CW likes their their Dawson's Creek-ish type of superhero shows. So the cast is definitely younger. But I don't know. I don't know how long they're even going to wait until they give this Barry Allen, you know, his super
power.
Flashy, yeah. So
give it to him on his exit out of the show.
Yeah, probably his last, you know, I got super speed now. I'm running out of the city.
I got to go take care of things on another part of the country.
And they might do a spinoff.
I was just thinking when you said that. Yeah, that might be a good spinoff.
And then all of a sudden, his first episode is him running into the town. That's it.
Creating his arch nemesis.
We got to get going on that Wayne from last week. We were talking about that was a good idea.
Wayne is
CW, if you're listening. Aaron's got ideas.
Have you seen the DLC for the new Batman?
I have. I've seen pictures, but I haven't seen.
They have a trailer now.
Okay.
The whole thing is him at that, is Bruce Wayne at like that far off dojo or whatever that he trains at or something. But it looks like they're just the challenge maps. Yeah.
I think that was announced, but they did say they're doing story, more story
stuff.
Yeah,
the trailer is fully story-driven looking. Mm-hmm. So, but what they were showing, it just looked like a whole bunch of challenge maps. So I'm like, if they tie in some stuff, that'd be cool, but
it's going to be Rise, Son of Rome, all over again, just fighting in the gladiatorial arena as Batman.
With passion.
And then cutscenes.
Because I think DC is really trying to push for this TV market, because they're not taking any movie markets right now.
Marvel's got that locked.
And they need something, because I like their heroes.
Well, I think DC's...
even that game was halfway decent.
Yeah, I think DC's trying to wrap up the game market. I mean, they, you know...
But what do they got besides DC Universe?
Injustice.
Well, I mean, you look at the Lego Batman or whatnot. It's all DC stuff, and then
they got Lego Marvel,
and then they did Lego Marvel, but that was still developed by same Warner Brothers studio, if I remember correctly. I'm pretty sure it's all developed by the same studio.
Because I was thinking their Scribblenauts game that they did. I thought the only reason why they didn't do a Marvel one is because that was a, you know, Warner Brothers thing.
I think
WB
they
did.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'll have to do a little bit of research and look into it, but I'm pretty sure that's why I was really confused at Lego, because Lego is owned by like Warner Brothers.
They must have to pay some type of money.
So they probably paid some type of, you know.
I'm excited though, because S.H.I.E.L.D., Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is probably going to be dead next season, people.
I hope so.
I think it got renewed.
I don't think so. It probably did. It probably did. But next season better blow me away with like the Hulk and Spider-Man beating up some S.H.I.E.L.D. agents or something like that, because it's been underwhelming so far.
I've totally phased
they
off.
Need to yeah, give
have
the
you been keeping up with it?
I just watched the episode that ties into Thor.
Oh yeah, that was the last episode I saw, and I was,
didn't even know.
Yeah.
And that
was,
you said that doesn't even tie that
much.
No,
no tie into Thor. At all.
They talk about. They mention his name.
It's just the
name
thing
drop.
They threaten Thor to come down and beat the guy, other Asgardian up.
Have you kept up with the show at all?
Yeah,
it's what that's the most recent episode, right?
I believe so. I don't think I got a new episode this week.
What so far is the draw? Because you told me like the second episode, Sam Jackson's in it.
Yep. Yeah, he showed up in like a little cameo.
What so far else is the draw though?
You know, they're kind of the. Super villains they have created slash alluded to are all super low level ones. I think they need to like drop a big name. Like they need a Doctor Doom.
Yeah,
somebody Doc Ock.
They need
give me a doctor. I just want some doc.
They need
you
somebody
want
behind.
Doctor?
No, I don't want the doctor.
You want the TARDIS to fly in
no,
real quick?
I want
you sure?
Kraven the Hunter.
Yeah. No, they need some
D-level
they, yeah, yeah. Kingpin. You know, they need
Kingpin,
somebody.
Yeah.
They need
yeah.
somebody to come
the
in
shocker.
And show pulling the strings. Just allude to somebody bigger.
Do they have
the
anybody like that? No.
No, they not haven't. Yet. They haven't alluded to any. They've shown like scientists and like other people talking about alluding and you know alluding.
How much is Hydra involved?
I don't. Think
I haven't even.
Hydra.
I don't think I've
they,
seen.
They
Hydra.
Have a thing called Centipede.
Hydra.
Oh yeah, Centipede is like their science project code name or whatnot, which is giving.
Superpowers
to
Joss
non-
Whedon isn't writing any of this no more. That's what's happening.
He's his brother or something.
Bloss Whedon.
I was gonna go with Bill.
Bill Whedon.
Bill Whedon.
Terrible.
It's Will
Will
Whedon.
Whedon.
We have some video game launches. It's kind of a dull week for video games, as I'm sure Mark will tell us.
We're in a transitional
wow.
period.
Yeah,
right?
Like, oh, thanks for the heads up. honestly, I don't even can't even think of anything really coming out this week.
Well, that's
like,
why Corey's here to tell you what's
bam,
coming out.
We
this
have
week.
For the PlayStation Vita, The Sorcery Saga, The Curse of the Great Curry God.
I should really dust off that.
Is this like an Indian?
That sounds extremely racist because it looks like a...
That's the whole soundtrack.
No, even. We don't do that. That's bad.
That just happened.
No.
Wow. We got to cut that.
Oh,
that's
it's okay.
That's
Mark's Indian.
No. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. I am the furthest thing from Indian, sir.
You're not Indian?
Jesus Christ.
I've been calling you Raj this whole time.
Oh, wow.
Gosh.
Oh
this
my
can't
goodness.
Get any worse.
The curry what?
The Curse of the Great Curry God. It
sounds
looks like
delicious.
It's an RPG, but
JRPG.
It looks JRPG.
Yeah, it's totally a JRPG.
It's
I haven't really looked
like
much into
too,
it. But,
it's IRPG.
Yeah.
It's Indian RPG. We all know it.
It's Bollywood. They're going to
I should really,
I got to
dust off the
through.
Vita, man. Between Zelda and Pokemon, I'm having a hard time going back.
That might be one to do it.
Zeldamon.
We have Doki Doki Universe for the PS4.
Really?
That one actually looks pretty interesting. A little indie
really?
Arcade game.
Oh, it's indie?
I think it's like an indie arcade.
I'd rather play
like...
The Great Curry Adventures.
What is that?
I thought you were going to say more. Robo Mouse for the iPhone.
What?
Yeah, I'm, hey.
You're stretching.
I don't make
you're
the news. I told you it was a slow week, all right?
Scraping the bottom.
I just read it. Assassin's Creed Pirates for the iPhone.
I might download that one.
And Galaxy Run for the iPhone. But the big one is Gran Turismo 6.
Mm. That's right, a racing
if
game.
That's the biggest one for the yeah. week, then yeah, it's definitely a slow week.
It better be, because that game is, what, how many years have they been waiting? 8 years to bring this game out?
For Gran Turismo?
Yeah.
Well, no, because we had
six.
Five. No, we had five,
five
just like three, two, 3 years ago.
They waited 8 years for five.
Okay.
Yeah, five
six
was
is like Madden 2013
well,
to
but
14.
It, but I mean, if you look at PS2 era, was Gran Turismo 3 was a big wait, and then 4 came out like 2 or 3 years later as well. So it's Sony's formula for Gran Turismo.
I'm going to watch this one to see how well it does.
Why isn't it coming out for the PS4?
I think it's kind of Sony's last big hurrah for racing games for the PS3.
That wasn't Grand Theft Auto? Because that was the last big hurrah. Of,
well, I meant racing games
again,
in general.
That was Grand Theft Auto.
I have a bone to pick with Kotaku again.
You just really have it out for them, don't
you?
I
do not like Kotaku.
Why is that? What is this about?
First of
what
all,
is
I
this
like
about?
Green Eggs and
I do not like Kotaku, man. What, I do not like them.
What is this latest bone you
will
have
to
pick with? Or with Will.i.am. That's
different. Will.i.am, if you're out there, tweet us.
Dirty bit.
Wow. That's terrible. Now he's going to sue us.
No, they said that the best next-gen title of all, and it was like unanimous. They were like, they reported as their thing was Need for Speed Rivals.
Wow, that was actually really close to Shao Kahn's laughter when I listened to it through the headphones.
Like I said, Need for Speed is very pretty.
No.
It's no.
Pretty. I think
no.
It was pretty.
With the, they
we'll,
have,
to, we'll have to get some more time in it.
Corey, if I give you $5, would you say I won the trivia?
What?
Because that's pretty much what they did.
I was going with that same
Kotaku,
route.
I'm going to give you this much money.
They lined. They had to have lined somebody's pockets.
Need for Speed has been on an advertising rampage online. I haven't really heard about it too much outside, but they sponsor an MMA podcast I listen to. Actually, hey, EA.
Great.
Hit us up.
$5. It'll be our favorite game, too.
Low ball is at $5.
Jeez.
They're sponsoring people. You better get some perks out of that.
Get us a dub.
No. But that's exactly what we're about, though. But we're not going to. We don't get
exactly what we're
like
about.
Bull crap. No, not getting bought and like telling it like it is. Because if Kotaku's going to tell you that Need for Speed is the best next gen game, they got to be trolling.
Or they haven't played any other next gen games.
Yeah, and even before that, when the console war was like in full force, they were going straight up. It was just straight all.
Did they give reasoning, though?
The bar is really low. Look at the launch titles for all the games.
That's true, but I want to know, did they give actually detailed reasoning why they said this was
I didn't
was
read
the best.
Their full review. This was just as a part of a, like a, another article, like to point out something, how
bad something
was. Oh,
hey, Kotaku said. You know, yeah.
Was it opinionated? Like, is it like one guy gets saying, oh, this is the greatest
no,
thing ever?
No, I think it alluded that it was like between everybody's conversations that's what they voted.
It had to be one guy in his own head then, because there's no way that they can say that's the best out of all the ones that have, even though the launch titles weren't the greatest games of all time, by far that Rivals game just wasn't, you know, it wasn't on par with anything else that's a racing. You know,
I didn't
focused.
Play it, so I mean, I can. Racing games to me don't deserve any awards because they're racing games. It's like seeing a car, you drive a car.
Like, we've discussed it before. They've peaked out a while back, and it's nothing really new that they can do. You know,
most but wanted.
the tutorial was all, "Hey, now cops are going to chase you." Oh wow!
Need
didn't
for
they
Speed,
chase me years ago?
Need for Speed killed it when they got out of the whole. Fast and the Furious underground street racing, because Underground was legit.
Underground was good, yeah.
Carbon, I think, was like the last one that was decent.
That yeah, when it was in the need, when it was in
the
Too Fast, Too Furious type of thing. Rest in peace, Paul Walker. It was the best type of series, though. You got to customize your cars like big time, like designs and everything like that. It was more, I don't know. It seemed like. More flashy than it is now. Everybody's trying to kind of be realistic.
I hope I got trolled and it was just some fake story or they were being cheeky.
Those cheeky bosses.
I was about to say, you're British all of a sudden?
I've been watching some Doctor Who.
I bet you have, sir.
Sorry.
Can we go one podcast without bringing that crap?
No, we cannot.
That is terrible, guys.
Well, yeah, I'm trying to find it. Maybe you guys could find it and
in Kotaku?
Yeah, I think it was at Kotaku.
See, I've never really read Kotaku's
reviews.
No, I usually go to game rankings where they take everybody's and then they just average them out. I don't know.
You know, and so far, like through Twitter, most people in the geek subculture are quite friendly. Like a lot of YouTubers will respond back or, you know, there'll be some banter back and forth between us. But for some reason, Kotaku writers think their ish don't stink. Know what I'm saying?
You know them personally?
Yeah.
So they come over here with their websites and their reviews, and they just think they're the stuff. I don't know any of them, though, because I don't read any of their. Yeah. I read headlines on their website.
Yeah,
I like their headlines.
That's pretty much all I do.
They've definitely got a good headline writer.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah. whoever that guy is, he's good.
I read some of the articles on Kotaku. I think probably my favorite one I've read in the recent was they talked about the Nintendo Treehouse or whatnot, and they just kind of went into depth about that. Well, what Nintendo allowed them to go into depth about, but and that was a really good, really well written article. They did a really good job with that.
What's the Treehouse?
Treehouse is basically Nintendo's secret playroom where basically all their ideas and stuff that haven't come to fruition.
They invite little kids.
Like, where is this going?
But yeah, it's in Japan, but it's basically.
I bet it is.
Yeah, of course.
With the laws a little more looser over there. Is that what's going on?
I'm sorry, Nintendo. I've shamed you. But no, yeah, it's where they're kind of their top secret stuff goes around where they're sitting there working on the new Zeldas and the Marios, all these little new features that they want to throw into all their games. That the Treehouse is where that stuff originates.
And Kotaku got to go see that.
Kotaku got to go check it out. So that
how do we get access? How does Video Game Bang Nintendo right now?
We break in.
We're about 20 years away from seeing the Treehouse.
Or 20 minutes, depending on.
I mean, or
crack the codes.
20 or 20 million Twitter followers.
Hey, you know, yeah, it depends.
And so help us out, people.
Let's get it trending. Get us
trending so we can go to the
we want to go to Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Wow. No, we do not want to go to Pee-wee's Playhouse. I bet you, Steven wants to go.
I understand Buckwheat. Probably every company probably has their, you know, quote-unquote treehouse.
But Nintendo's
has to be like some Willy Wonka. The schnozberries taste like schnozberries.
Yeah, definitely. And that's what they kind of alluded at. And they, like, you know, they were able to see things. They weren't able to take any pictures inside or anything like that the whole time they were there.
They had to sign a contract in blood. If you say anything, we kill you.
Pretty much. It was kind of the extent they kind of made it.
They probably just killed all of them and then replaced them with doppelgangers as they left the building.
Mario robots.
Because, I mean, it's got to be amazing what Nintendo does behind the door, simply because I remember hearing stuff kind of like that before the Wii came out, and people were like, nobody's ready just for what this is going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it came out with the controller, it was just like, that's never been seen before at all.
Yeah.
So...
No, Nintendo is. I think
next step is.
I think Nintendo's the best at innovation by far. They're the best at creating mascots or trademarked or anything, like, you know, lead characters. Nobody has as many icons as Nintendo.
Definitely,
they put the most time into it.
I think in America, we come up with like ideas. We're like, oh, you know, that'd be crazy. And we go, no, that'd be stupid. And then in Japan, they're like, oh, let's do it.
And they do it right.
Crazy robot, like they have the most realistic freaking robots.
Have you seen that robot that you can buy now? Oh my gosh, you can buy your own mech that actually works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, stuff like that.
The military hasn't just bought it. Does it have Honda?
You sit inside of it and you can like shoot like what is the little fake missiles and stuff out of it? And
Nerf.
I swear to you, it's $2 million. You can buy it. You can customize it and everything.
You can go, and even like stupid things like you wouldn't even think of, like animated or animatronic bunny ears or cat ears that like will go with your emotions.
Oh, mm-hmm. I saw the tail that goes with your emotions. Yeah,
the tail.
That's just stupid.
Weird stuff like that.
I'm angry, flapping everywhere.
You know, so down. Know, some of those are the same people in the treehouse or whatever the play fort.
They're all in the treehouse.
Coming up with weird stuff.
Well, you know how they have the Oculus Rift, right? So they have the glasses. Supposedly, my buddy was telling me about you can now get all these other different parts to strap into your own virtual reality suit. Mm. It's like $1,100 or something like that. It's the whole suit, and it's for games, and they're working on it. That's kind of the...
I think we're about 50 years off of that one, though.
I'd say 2025.
We're not ready for that, though.
I think we're about 50 years from being ready.
The maturity level and the shenanigans that's been plaguing this gamer community online as of late, it's a plague.
It's
terrible.
Tons
you go
of
to
immaturity.
Any Twitch room, and it's just, you just constantly get shocked by something stupid that someone says.
I'm not shocked anymore.
Crazy racism, just crazy.
Well, it's all behind the veil or whatever. They don't have to see anybody, so there's
between
no...
that veil, everyone's gonna get raped. It's just terrible.
Everyone's gonna get raped. Wow, really?
Do you think that's why kind of a lot of the, you know, Blizzard tried it first, going that real name type thing with your account and stuff like that? And WoW,
you had real names in WoW.
And WoW
now
for,
it can say your actual name.
Yeah, they at one point it got pulled back from WoW. I want to say it
killed
was
somebody.
It wasn't Pandaria. It was the expansion before that. I think it was that Frozen Throne or whatever.
That's my biggest concern.
Lich King, whatever.
You know
but,
my
yeah.
name. You can Google me now.
But yeah, they
I
were
just found your Facebook.
But yeah, they exactly. were requiring you to register your real name, you know, and Facebook account or whatever.
That's when I become Thaddeus McMillan.
So,
And so that's my nickname for next week.
Wow.
But yeah, there was such major uproar that Blizzard pulled it, you know, and they made it an optional thing. Now PS4 is doing the same thing where when you log into your PS4, you have the option. You can link your Facebook
account.
Now,
do you think that will cause people to think and post more responsibly?
I
or do you think it'll just get more people killed?
It'll just get more people killed.
I think there's going to be more consequence than betterment from it. But, I mean, maybe sometimes, I guess, consequence. You have to have consequences for...
Anonymity on the internet is... almost as important as, you know, I don't know, you can't even put it that way because it's like...
Well, you think about it, right now, there's no consequence for a lot of your stupid...
That's why I was saying, that's why I had to take that, what I was about to say back.
You know, I think people need to start seeing some consequences for their, you know, foolish actions.
There will be a huge uproar when you start censoring that internet. Oh, man, there's a huge uproar. Yeah, freedom of speech is the first thing. We live in America,
we are totally getting off track. We should do this, though, in a special episode.
A whole debate on internet
ethics. That's piracy and video and
piracy and stuff like that. Yeah, but ethics, I don't think that's a never ending discussion right there.
Nobody has ethics anymore.
Where can the people find us online, Aaron?
Videogamebang.com. Also, our number one site, nerdreactor.com, under the podcast tab.
Nerd Reactor, nerding the reactors.
You are just going to come up with slogan after slogan.
One day some gold's going to come out. Nerd Reactor, though, I really have been enjoying it. Follow them on Facebook.
Yeah, follow them on Facebook. They have a Twitter, don't they?
They have a Twitter at Nerd Reactor, but on Facebook, like, the stories, it's always the first I hear of them. Every time there's a story of something nerd-related, they are truly, like, my first source.
On the Facebook, or do you go to their website?
The Facebook, because I'm usually always on Facebook.
Let me try a tagline. Nerdreactor.com. The reactor where they hold all the nerds.
I would have went nerdreactor.com reacting to all the nerdy news. I would just went with that.
I would take all of them and throw them in the trash.
And that's why you're that guy.
Check us out on Facebook. Facebook.com/videogamebangbang. And then you can go to Twitter.com and find us at videogamebang. We love to hear from you. We love to talk to you.
Comment, please. Yes, I want to hear some comments, people.
iTunes. We're actually rated pretty good on iTunes. We got some ratings.
Yeah, a little bit. And a couple of comments.
We got a couple
of
comments. 5 stars.
And whoever commented towards me, thank you.
It's a guy.
Someone said Aaron's voice is sexy. But that has been our time. McMillan. We're already 7 minutes over. Thank you so much for listening to Video Game Bang. We'll see you on the internet.
Gryffindor.
Gryffindor. Gryffindor.